In the best-selling book, No BS Direct Marketing, legendary marketer Dan Kennedy said this: "My single biggest recommendation is the use of a monthly customer newsletter. Nothing, and I mean nothing, maintains your fence better." Dan is absolutely correct. The truth is, for just about any business owner, the greatest potential for new business and higher profits lies within its current customer base. Stronger customer relationships yield higher sales and more profits, and a monthly newsletter is the best relationship-building tool, bar none. Unfortunately, for many entrepreneurs, the struggle of producing a newsletter every month is too much, and it just doesn't get done. But no longer. Every month, No Hassle Newsletters members get 24 pages of Jim's famous customer-loving content and his amazing ready-to-go newsletter templates. Your company's No Hassle Newsletter will generate more repeat and referral business in less than 1 hour per month. Join the hundreds of entrepreneurs already using No Hassle Newsletters at www.nohasslenewsletters.com. That's www.nohasslenewsletters.com.
This is John Taffer from Bar Rescue, and you're listening to Stick Like Glue Radio.
Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. And those are all great things in your business. I am Jim Palmer, your host, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. And I'm just about jumping out of my seat with excitement about this week's show because my very special guest is none other than Yannick Silver, truly one of the giants of internet marketing, direct response marketing, and just really a great guy. So let me tell you a little bit about Yannick, and we'll bring him onto the program. Yannick Silver has successfully bootstrapped 8 different product and service ideas, hitting the $1 million sales mark from scratch without funding, taking on debt, or even having a real business plan. His story and businesses have been featured in Fox Business News, Time.com, USA Today, Smart Money, MSN Money, Entrepreneur.com, Wired Magazine, The Wall Street Journal, and several other publications and outlets. And Yannick is also the author of several best-selling entrepreneurial books and tools, including Instant Sales Letters, 34 Rules for Maverick Entrepreneurs, and Maverick Startup. He's the founder of the Underground Online Seminar, 3% Forward, and Maverick 1000, a private group of game-changing entrepreneurs out to change the way business is played. He is passionate about catalyzing and connecting innovative 21st century entrepreneurs to co-create new business breakthroughs, enhance their happiness, and provide greater meaning and impact through their ventures. You know, Yannick leads small groups of high-impact entrepreneurs on re-energizing epic experiences with business icons such as Jesse James, Tony Hsieh, Tony Hawk, Tim Ferriss, and John Paul DeGiorgio, just to name a few. And Yannick likes to have fun and live large. And I think whether he's blasting 80 miles an hour through the Baja, experience zero gravity flight, flying MiG jets in Russia, going on African safaris, I mean, this guy likes to have fun, which is very, very cool. He hails from Potomac, Maryland, with his wife Missy and two mini Mavericks in the making, Zach and Zoe. On the personal side, I'll tell you, Yannick was one of the first two people that I first learned about internet marketing from. It was Yannick and the late Corey Rudel were the first two programs that I bought. And he's just a really great guy. I've been to 3 of his events, and I can tell you that he really cares about helping entrepreneurs. And one of the great things about his events is that he puts people on stage that you've probably never heard of, but that are really killing it and doing great business. And that's who you really want to hear from. Yannick, thank you so much for being my special guest this week.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. I guess we gave you the long bio version.
I got the long bio. I almost got winded there, but we got through it. You know, you and I spoke real briefly before we got on, and, you know, this is the 10th anniversary of your underground event, and I think they're so fun because they're always themed, and you have a great time on stage, and you have such an easygoing demeanor. And one of the things I really appreciate about, you know, going to your events is that you do put on, as I said, really entrepreneurs that aren't big names that nobody's heard of, but that are really just doing great work, and I think, you know, kind of flying under the radar, as I think you said. How did you originally come up with the idea for that?
Yeah, well, it's actually a pretty good marketing business lesson there. Is I always tell people, you know, one of the Maverick rules is to actually go the opposite direction. And so, you know, 10 years ago or so, I'm sitting around in a bar with one of my buddies, and he had just got back from an internet marketing conference, and he's like, ah, you know, that whole thing was just a big pitch fest. You know, the only people up on stage were they're showing how to get rich on the internet, and the only thing they've ever done is sold their own how to get rich on the internet stuff. He's like, this is just a crock. He's like, you know a lot of people, Yannick. Why don't you just put on something where we can actually hear from real people? He's like, I'll be one of your first speakers. And he was in the golf business at that point. And I'm like, okay, we can do that. And literally in the back of a Delta boarding stub is where we came up with that idea for the underground. And that was the whole idea, going the opposite direction. So putting on not these polished speakers, but get guys and gals who are just really doing it. And then I'm always into an experience. So we decided to theme it, like you said, and every year is a little different theme. Usually it's a different spy theme. I mean, we've done everything from Austin Powers to you know, Mission Profitable with a celebrity guest from Mission Impossible. And then, you know, we had Mini-Me before from Austin Powers. And so we keep it really fun, interesting. So I think that's the way people learn and engage and connect together.
Absolutely. You know, I was at the event where on your stage it looked like people were coming up from an elevator. I swear I fell for that the first time.
Yeah.
Somebody rose up from their knees. I thought, my God, he's got an elevator up there. That was pretty good.
Yeah, we pay a lot for stage design because I think it helps to not just have, you know, a big banner behind the stage and a few uplights. I think it really sets the tone for the event. So, you know, we spend tens of thousands of dollars just on stage design.
Well, why don't you go ahead and give the URL for Underground 2014, which is coming up.
Yeah, so it's just undergroundx.com. So underground and the letter x.com as far as X for, you know, the 10th year. And, you know, we're hoping to make it our biggest event yet. And the coolest thing is that not just the people up on stage, but 50, 60% of the audience are doing 6, 7, 8, 9 figures online. So, you know, it really is the place to be.
It's awesome. You know, I mentioned in the intro there, I think the first two products that I ever invested in when I was getting into internet marketing was Instant Sales Letters, and I bought, you know, the late Corey Rudel's program, that big binder. I'm pretty sure it was called Internet Secrets. And, and like you, I've invested in tens of thousands of dollars, but really those two programs, maybe throw in a Dan Kennedy book here or there. I mean, that's really pretty much everything you need to know, it seems like.
Yeah,
Nothing changes.
Great. Yeah, the fundamentals stay the same, and then, you know, the new tactics keep coming and coming. But if you get the fundamentals right, that's the most important thing.
You know, the name escapes me, but I'm pretty sure it was at that event. You had one of the speakers was it was Jessica, because that was the name of my daughter's name, Jessica Jackley. She was the co-founder of Kiva. And I got to tell you, Yannick, that was, first of all, what a great entrepreneurial story, but talk about someone who spoke from the heart and what she's doing and the impact. And I've probably got 3 or 4 people within the Kiva that I'm supporting, and it's so cool because you get these messages where people are paying their loans back, and it's just, man, it's so inspiring hearing people like that.
Yeah, and that's, you know, certainly one of the things that I've, you know, trying to do more and more of is just bring out some of these amazing stories of individuals who are living and creating businesses, like you said, from their heart and their messages from their heart. And I think that right now in this, you know, upcoming for the 21st century, that's where business growth is really going to come from, where you get this match between what you really want to do authentically and where your passion is and where your interests lie and what you generally want to serve the world with, and how do you create, you know, a culture for your team, and how do you create something that your customers are excited to talk about. You know, the customers at Kiva are excited to talk about it because it's such a great thing out there. And you know, companies like Tom's and with their buy one, give one and so forth, like they've been able to do that. And I think even more so, like baking in social impact is going to have a way to improve the bottom line. And, you know, one of my favorite things is making it all fun and making it experiential. And you put that all together, you got a winning combination.
Absolutely. You know, I want to ask you about your 3% forward challenge, but instant sales letters, I mean, I kind of know the story pretty well. I'm not just hearing you a number of times, but a lot of the people that are in my community are kind of new entrepreneurs. Can you share how that whole thing came about? Because that was really pretty much your start into the internet marketing space, wasn't it?
It was my start in the online space, and it's still, you know, a fun story to tell. This is late 99, and I didn't have an email address or anything like that, and I had been, you know, looking around. I knew about the internet at that point, but it wasn't anything that was really on my radar as far as that it could be something really good, because the only people I really saw doing anything on there were a lot of porn sites, a lot of get-rich-quick kind of scams going on. But it was kind of in that 99 point when I started seeing this transition and tipping point of it was really starting to get used for legitimate commerce. And so I posed a question to myself, and I'm a big believer in your questions dictate your answers. And so the question was something to the effect of, how do I create a fully automatic website that is incredible value for people and is not just an ebook, and is something that would provide a 10x to 100x value in return? And so I literally woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, an early January morning, and instead of going back to bed, I jumped out of bed, registered the domain name and some sales letters, and kind of got to work on these fill-in-the-blank sales letter templates. And so that's, you know, another lesson right there for people is, if you can provide, everyone's heard this saying of, you know, if you hand a man a fish, you feed him for a day, but if you teach a man a fish, you feed him for life. Well, I don't know if I can cuss on your program, Jim, but that's BS. That's people, what they want is they want the fish handed to them. And the closer you can get to that, the better. And that's why that took off and that became my first $1 million-plus product in total gross sales. And, you know, within a couple months, it was on track to do 6 figures, and it was great. I mean, you literally woke up and seeing orders in your inbox. I mean, it's like kind of a, it feels almost like a, you know, an infomercial kind of dream situation, but it was true, and it's because of the fish product, as I call them. And then from that, people were like, well, how did you do that? And maybe you can teach me how to do the same thing, which turned into another sort of career in the internet marketing space, as you mentioned.
That was awesome, and it's those 3 a.m. inspiring times that I like, because that's really where I'm most creative also. And, that whole thing about money coming into your email.
Yeah.
The first thing I did, of course, like everybody, I wrote an ebook and I sold it for $47. And then I think it was in 2006 or 2007, I met Allie Brown at an event, and she said, I want to interview you, because she was kind of e-zines and I'm more print newsletters. And so on the pre-call, she said, "What do you want to pitch anything?" And I almost didn't even know what to pitch. And I said, "Well, I got this ebook for $47. She says, "Well, we're going to promote your ebook, but you got to raise the price to $97. I was scared to death. Who's going to buy it for $97? Sure, she goes, "Jim, if you raise it for $97, I'll put you on my show. Otherwise, sayonara," almost something like that. And it sold even more, Yannick. It was such a blessing and an education for me. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, pricing is such an interesting thing, right? Because there's a psychology to price. It's like, you know, no one's going to buy a Ferrari for I don't know, $5,000. They're going to be like, well, what the hell's wrong with this thing? And so pricing has a definite psychological factor for people. And, you know, I had a very similar experience happen with one of my friends. He had almost a metaphysical self-development book called The Power Pause, and it didn't sell that well until he raised it to $97, which is kind of funny.
Yeah. I'm not getting any of my questions up, but I love the conversation we're having. You know, I'm going to ask you 3% forward, Jones, I promise. But,
okay.
You know, one of the things you did for me, I'm going to share this with everybody because, you know, I've been doing videos now. I'm into my fifth year of doing weekly videos, never missed a week. And one of the things people like is that I'm very authentic and I'm just kind of, aw, shucks, whatever. But I remember there was a picture of you, and I don't know if it was 2007 or 8 or somewhere along there, you shared a picture of you falling through the attic. Like, I think your feet were hanging down. There was insulation. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. It probably hurt, judging from the position you were in. But I thought, man, this guy is so authentic, and he's just, I mean, he's sharing good information, but he's being real. And that was one of the turning points in kind of my education of, you know, sharing good information and being real. That for some reason, that flew into my head, and I wanted to share that with you. And but let's get to some real important. Go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, that's a really good, great point, because I bet you have people that bond with you over the stuff that you share, the personal details about your life, or things that you're willing to, you know, maybe be vulnerable on, or the things that are, like one of my friends, this guy who's the CEO of Just for Laughs, he calls them Velcro points. And so in his book, he's got a great book called like POW, Right Between the Eyes, about how to surprise people. And he talks about, in the beginning, these Velcro points, and he wrote like 10 things. I forgot what they were, but one of them was that he plays hockey, and another one was, you know, something else. And so I didn't know him from before, but I reached out to him. So I'm a hockey player. I'm like, hey, you know, Andy, I play hockey. I'd love to interview you. You know, I love your book, blah, blah, blah. And we bonded over those kind of things. And the attic, like falling out of my attic and sharing that, I call that the good, bad, and the ugly, and that's probably one of the ugly, is people bond with other people about those things. And it's really powerful in this day and age of even more transparency, is not just trying to put a spin on things and trying to look like you got everything all together, because people will bond more with you on the things that make you more human.
Yeah, so my first attempt at being authentic was, I like to shoot videos. I just don't want to hold that flip camera up your right arm and, you know, people look up your nose. So I tried to be a little bit entertaining. And one of the things I do is I kayak all the time. So I have a little tripod in my kayak, and I'd be out there paddling, sharing a message. Well, one morning, this is only like 3 months into me doing it, I'm still trying to be, I think, professional, Jim, and just share some good business information.
Right.
And but getting into my kayak, and this was like an early spring, so getting into my kayak, I slipped on some green mossy stuff and I fell in the water. And that didn't, I kept my camera dry. And so I've started sharing the message, Yannick. And the voice in my head said, tell them what happened. And so I shared, hey, getting in my kayak, I'm cold, I'm shivering, but the show must go on. I got at least a dozen emails. Oh my God, did anybody film that? We would have loved to have seen that. And I always generate stuff based on being either kind of goofy or just being myself, instead of the great business wisdom that I dispense.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's powerful.
So, all right, let's get to some good stuff. Not that this isn't good stuff. What is what is 3% forward challenge?
So 3% forward is something that I created maybe a year and a half ago or so, and the idea is to have entrepreneurs pledge 3% of their time to any cause that they believe in. And so whether it's micro-volunteering for a week, so 3% of their time, let's say you work 40 hours a week, roughly turns into about an hour, 20 minutes a week, that I think that entrepreneurs can change the world. And one of the ways that we can do it is harnessing the entrepreneurial brain power and putting it to work for causes that we believe in. So there's a bunch of micro-volunteering sites and places that you could actually volunteer online with your skill set and expertise. And we have about 30-some of those listed once people get on the back of this 3%forward.org site. And it's just an honor pledge. There's nothing to it. We don't spam you afterwards. It's really just a way of getting entrepreneurs to get some credit for everything that they do already. And most entrepreneurs I know are already giving forward in some way or creating impact. And so this is just another way of getting credit for it.
I think that's awesome. And, you know, that's, I learned about a year and a half ago. Well, actually, I'm on my fourth year of being on this board for a nonprofit that rehabs homes for low-income people. And I don't know if you've ever been on a board. They're very corporate, and it's like oil and water. You know, I'm at a board meeting, and we're taking 20 minutes to decide if a comma should be after this word. And I'm like, man, I could start a business. Time we're doing this stuff. But yet I'm there because they need my help with marketing and stuff like that. And it is all about giving back. And And that is where, I truly believe, well, first of all, from my personal faith, but when you give, you're going to get back even multiples of what you give. But it's getting people to initially start giving back. And you're right. It's not just money. It's time. I mean, we're supposed to give our time and serve others, not just write checks.
Yeah, so I'll challenge you on something, Jim, you mentioned, and this is a common thing that I hear a lot from entrepreneurs and other people, is giving back. And so I have a whole blog post all about giving back, or why I stopped saying the words giving back. And I initially started as a copywriter, so words are pretty important to me. And to me, when we say and tell others, you know, giving back, it implies guilt in some way that we've taken. And as entrepreneurs, I firmly believe that, you know, we're value creators. That's the only way that we get rewarded and paid, by creating excess value of what we provide to others. So that's why, you know, I like creating impact, or even giving forward, which I don't like as much, but creating impact to me, or creating ripples is what, you know, we try and use inside our companies.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, words are really, really important. How does giving actually help a company's bottom line?
That's a great question. So I look at these three interconnected hubs, which are, you know, you look at, if you put a dollar sign, you put a happy face, and you put a heart for giving or impact. And I think that they're all interconnected. So just as you mentioned, you know, the more you give, the more you receive. And a lot of times it happens in kind of unusual ways. It's not like if you're trying to keep a score sheet, it doesn't work that way. But I found that companies they get their employees and team more motivated and connected. Like one of our new Maverick 1000 members, this guy Joe McClinsky, he has a book called Grow Regardless. And one of the things that they do and teach companies is essentially once a month or once a quarter to get them out and go and volunteer or create a joint project together where they're all giving. And it actually bonds the team together. It gets them more engaged in a bigger mission than, you know, something bigger than just themselves. And so that's one way. Another way is I've seen it very transactional oriented. You know, we just got back from our annual summit for Maverick members, and one of our guys who's a very big call center was telling us about they increased their upsell rate by 17% by giving away, by using a dollar, saying that a dollar of this transaction was going to be donated to St. Jude's if they took this particular upsell. And so 17% bump in upsell rate is significant when you're talking about thousands and thousands of phone calls and transactions. And so I've seen it in a lot of ways like that, where, you know, I've seen even split tests on websites where it says, you know, we donate X amount to these particular charities, and that is increased by 10% or more their conversion rate. So, you know, it can be very transactional. It can be a little bit more esoteric, maybe on the team building side of things. But it all comes back to the bottom line, is my opinion.
Absolutely. I want to ask you a few things about your 34 rules for Maverick entrepreneurs, which is a great book, by the way. Rule number three, I think a lot of people are challenged. It's you must charge a premium price so you have a large margin to provide extraordinary value and experience. And I know, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with price, as I struggled with the price of my very first ebook. Why is this law so important?
It's really powerful, because if you believe, like I do, that the experience is what counts right now, and that's how you're going to be able to create loyal customers and even zealots, then they need to deliver and over-deliver. And the only way we can really over-deliver is we have a big enough margin to be able to do that. So to provide unexpected free gifts and surprises, to just really wow your customers. And then the other thing is that I've found, it's kind of interesting, so I used to have an Aston Martin, and so I take the Aston in for service, and they give you a free loaner, and they're supposed to give you, I don't know, Mercedes, it's connected to the Mercedes dealership. They wouldn't have an Aston loaner for you, so there's not that many of them around, but you're supposed to get a Mercedes. And so, the one day I come in, and the guy's like, well, you know, we don't have that, we got a minivan for you. I'm like, that's fine, I'll take it. And he's like, you know, that's the great thing I love about most Aston customers, is like, they don't care about what they drive out of here with. He's like, I get the customers that have bought, I forgot what class Mercedes it was, but the lowest class that they're selling. And he's like, you know, they have a connection if they don't drive out in their Mercedes. And so, you know, you typically get better customers too when you charge a premium. And it sounds almost counterintuitive, but that's the way it works. And so price has a way of sifting and sorting who you want to work with. And if you're scared about this as a business owner, there's no reason that you can't just have a premium and a basic version of what you got. So, you know, keep your prices the same if you're a little bit scared that you're going to lose some of your customers, but put out a premium version of what you got, you know, a gold or a platinum or whatever you want to call it. And I think you'll be pretty surprised at what happens and how much it affects your margin. And if you do some back-of-the-napkin math on it, it's really powerful when you start raising your price.
Absolutely. You know, and you know, just having the premium package makes it easier for people to go for your middle package, which more likely is going to be, in your head, your premium package anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you can use psychology in your favor and create a package that is like that anchor pricing that almost like a red herring sometimes, but some people will take it, some people won't, but it makes the other packages look less expensive by comparison.
So the last question I have, and Rule 30 in your book, Yannick, I think is really important because, I mean, entrepreneurs are always in go mode, and that rule says celebrate your victories. It's too easy to simply move on to the next goal without acknowledging or appreciating the win. Talk about that one.
That's one that I've continually worked on, and the reason I put it in there is that when you write something down, then you really want to make sure that you walk your own talk. And so most entrepreneurs are so future focused and thinking about what's next that we don't take the time to stop and appreciate the wins. And so I like to do that on a daily basis if possible. And that's where you get the most confidence and you get the most just momentum going. And I actually have a pretty long blog post on my site about this return path to joy, happiness, and bliss. And one of the things on this daily sheet is giving yourself credit for what went well. And when we start focusing on what went well or what forward progress you've made, then you start thinking about that and it gives you that confidence. And instead of always going to bed being like, you know, I didn't get that much done or you know, I should have done more or I have a huge to-do list or whatever it is. Or after bigger accomplishments, when you do hit the goal, it's really important to celebrate. I forgot where I heard this from where I'd give them credit, but I heard that I like the definition of celebration is an outward expression of gratitude. So typically gratitude is an inner appreciation, but a celebration is an outward expression of that gratitude, and that's I like that.
I like that too. That's really powerful. And I'm guilty like everybody else, man. I am just driving from dawn until dusk, it seems like. And you know, you score a new client,
right.
You go, yes, and next thing you know you're back doing something else. And that's not what I advise as a coach, but it's hard to take your own advice sometimes.
Yeah.
So, you do have a great blog. So where can people learn more about you? Is that the same website? Or?
That one, yeah, at it's actually my newest blog. It's just at my name, yannicksilver.com, so Y-A-N-I-K, silver.com. And I kind of write about some more personal stuff a little bit. Maybe even a little bit more vulnerable than it's not even. I don't even know if there's any business-related stuff on there. There might be now, but it's more life-type stuff. And then business-related stuff is at maverickmba.com.
MavericMBA. And what's the URL one more time for your underground event?
UndergroundX.
Underground X. And take it from a three-timer, folks. You want to go to one of Yannick's or multiple Yannick underground events. They're very, very good at that. Yannick, is there anything I should have asked you or anything else you want to share before we sign off?
You know, not really. You know, it's just this very exciting moment right now in history that there's like this convergence going on of being able to not even necessarily, you know, if you've got a full-time gig that you don't have to leave your full-time job to try something new, or if you have ideas or you got, you know, you already have an existing business to help multiply it. But there's so many tools out there, so many ways of leveraging your message that it's just this really exciting moment. And I hope people take advantage of it and don't feel like you missed out on the boat of that you should have done it 5 years ago or 6 years ago or whatever the case is. It's, you know, the time really is now to create that business that you absolutely love and enjoy.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if you're aware, but my latest book, which is about 60 days out now, well, it's been out 60 days, it's called Stop Waiting For It To Get Easier, Create Your Dream Business Now. And you know,
no, I love it. That's great.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm so excited. I got Kevin Harrington from the Shark Tank to write the foreword, which was just a whole other story in itself, but it really
was
cool.
Good for you.
But, you know, it was like last April, and, you know, I do a lot of interviews like you're doing. I'm on the other side of the mic and also coaching. I kept hearing, well, Jim, when should people start a business? I mean, it's kind of tough out there, and when should I launch my new product? And in about 3 days' time, I must have said to, at least a dozen times, I think they should take action now. I think people should stop waiting for it to get easier. And when that came out of my mouth, I wrote it down and said, man, that's a great book title, and I decided to write the book, so... I think it's just about being in action. That's what's most important there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's never going to be a perfect time. There's never going to be, you know, it's too easy to be like, well, I'll wait till the kids leave, or I'll wait till, you know, whatever. We don't have a mortgage, or I'll wait till, you know, the economy is better. But there is no perfect time, and you're going to learn so much more by being in action, like you said, or just doing something to get going.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being my guest. You've been a major influence in my life and especially my online world. And I just think you're a real classy guy, and I very much appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
All right, folks. Hey, that wraps up this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with the super talented Yannick Silver. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I am your host, Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week. Until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Hey, now go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.